ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
Bruchem Amazinim. This shiur will be, Ezez Hashem, be the second shiur of Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis. And we're going to start with the Gemara towards the bottom of Amud Aleph, which continues to Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara brings a brisa that says, Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abrinas Hashanah Mipnei HaTumah. If Klal Yisrael is Tamei, and therefore they cannot bring the Karban Pesach, that's not a valid reason to be Ma'abrinas Hashanah and add another Adar, so that the Karban Pesach should be brought a month later. Now the Rishonim over here are bothered by a very obvious question. The halacha is, as is Mavur later on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, that you could only be Ma'abrinas Hashanah within Chaydash Adar, before Chaydash Nisan arrives. So that means that it's only possible to be Ma'abrinas Hashanah at least 14 days before the day of the Karban Pesach. So L'chaira, how would it be possible to be Ma'abrinas Hashanah M'pnei HaTumah? How is it possible to have a situation where 14 days before the Karban Pesach we already know that Klal Yisrael will be Tamei on Yud Daled B'Nisan? Even if they are presently Tamei, but the longest possible process to become Tahar is only 7 days. So how do they know that by the time Yud Daled Adar is going to come around, that there's still going to be a problem of Tumah? This is the question with which all the Rishonim, including Rashi, pose. So Rashi answers two terutzim. The first terut says Rashi, Kigayin shahaya nasi chayla ve'amduhu lamos erev Pesach. Because the nasi was a chayla, and according to the Eimid of the Raifim, he's going to die erev Pesach. That way we know that Klal Yisrael will be Tamei Erev Pesach, and that would be a Siva to be Ma'abrinas Hashanah. Now Rashi doesn't explain why, if the Nasi is Chayla and he's going to die Erev Pesach, why does that necessarily mean that Klal Yisrael is going to be Tamei? But for that we have a Rashi in a different Sugya, a Masechta Pesachim Daf Ayin Amud Beis, which sheds light on our Sugya. The Gemara over there talks about if somebody finds a kupitz, which is a kli that's used to break bones, which is obviously only used in the Karban Chagiga and not in the Karban Pesach, because the Karban Pesach has a halacha that you're not allowed to break a bone. So if a person finds a kupitz, which can be used only for the Karban Chagiga, and he wants to know whether or not we could assume that the kupitz is tahar or not, so the Gemara says that if you find it on Yud Gimel Nisan, usually we could assume that the Bailam probably was taivulit and it's tahar, so that the Bailam should be able to use it for the Karban Chagiga, which he's going to bring the following day. However, says the Gemara, if let's say the story is that the Nasi is a Geises and he's about to die, then probably the Bailam was not Taival the Kupitz, because he has a Svek Sveka whether or not he's going to need the Kupitz Bachlal. First of all, there's always a Suffolk whether or not a person is going to have to bring the Karban Chagiga, because the purpose of bringing the Karban Chagiga would be so that if there's a lot of people Manui on the Karban Pesach, and there's a chash that the Karban Pesach will not be eaten l'soiva, for that reason a person brings a Karban Chagiga so that he can fill up on the Karban Chagiga and eat the Karban Pesach ala soiva. So always a person has one suffix whether or not maybe more people are going to be nismane on his Karban Pesach and it won't be necessary to bring a Karban Chagiga. And in this case there's a svek sveka, because even if be'etzem he's going to need the Karban Chagiga because there won't be enough people on his Karban Pesach, but the Nasi may die, and if the Nasi dies, he's going to become Tamei, so he definitely will not bring the Karban Chagiga. So in this case, where there's a Svek Sveka, we cannot assume that the Kupitz is Tahar. Rashi over there explains, why is there an assumption that if the Nasi is going to die, that he's going to be Tamei? So Rashi v'zel ha'shayne, because mitzvah l'chol Yisrael l'his asik bay. And this is the Makar in Talmud Bavli that says that every person has a mitzvah to be Isaac in the Tumah of the Nasi who is Nifter. And the Rambam paskins that way halacha l'maisa in Hilchos Avel, Paragimel halacha yud. And the Naisei Kelim are Mitzayin or Yerushalmi that speaks it out Mefurish. Hayaitse, that any time there's a chash that the Nasi is going to die, on that side that the Nasi will die before Erev Pesach, we will assume that everybody is going to be metamit to the Nasi, and they will not be able to bring the Karban Chagiga or the Karban Pesach B'Tahara. And that's the pshat in our sugi as well, being that they were oimed that the Nasi is going to die in Erev Pesach, and like Rashi says in Psachim, mitzvah l'chol Yisrael le'es asik bay, that's the case where we would have a havamina to make an Ibur Hashana so that Pesach should come out a month later. And in that the Gemara says, ein ma'abrin mipnei hatoma. And what do we do? Ella says Rashi, yasu betoma. We're going to make the Karm Pesach betoma because betzibor, the halacha is that toma is dechuya or hutra, as the Gemara explains later on Yud Beis Amud Beis. Now it's important to speak out that there's an added chiddush in our sugya more than this that we see in the sugya on Pesachim daf Ayin Amud Beis. Because over there, where the Nasi was a geisis on Yud Gimel Benison, the Gemara is just mavur that there's a suffake, maybe he's not going to bring the Karban Chagiga, which is not brought Bituma. And that adds up to be a Svek Sveka, which is why we assume that he did not Tevil the Kupitz. But in our Sugya, L'chayr would have to be more than a suffake for Bezdin to be Ma'aber Es Hashanah. And that's why Rashi says, V'amduhu Lamas Erev Pesach, which sounds like there was a Vaday Oimid that he will die at that point. This is a new chiddush which we see in our sugya, which is not mavur in the sugya in Pesachim daf Ayin Amud Beis. Now the Chasam Sofer is Maisif Lahakshis in our sugya as follows. In fact, the Chasam Sofer, that Bishlama in the Gemara in Pesachim, it says that the Nasi was a Geises. Now a Geises, it says in the Rosh Masechta Meir Katan, a Geises is somebody who's definitely going to die within 3 days. So in our sugya, where we're talking about that we want to be Ma'abra Sashana already 14 days before the day of Erev Pesach, so obviously he's not a Geises. So Mehechateisa Bechlal, that there's a concept where we could assume that the Nasi is going to die in a specific day if he's not a Geises. If he is a Geises, he has to die within 3 days. And if he's not a Geises, Zok the Chasam Sofer, he has a Cheskas Chai. Mehechateisa, we could assume that he's going to die at that point. And for the Chasam Sofer, that Tzorach Leimar, that the story is that the Nasi is a Treifa. Now the halacha is, Kamavur Beperek Eilu Treifas, that a Treifa does not live for more than 12 years. This Nasi contracted the illness which made him a Treifa on Yud Dalet Benisan the previous year. So we now know that he definitely will not live past Yud Dalet Benisan this year, which is why he no longer has a Cheskas Chai, and we could have an Aymed that he's probably going to be Nifter by Yud Dalet Benisan, and based on that, we would have a Havamina to be Ma'abar Sashana Mipnei Hatoma. Ad Kandiri Chasam Sofer. The emes is, this is still a tremendous chiddush, because even though a treifa cannot live for more than a year, it does not necessarily mean that he will live the entire year. He may die before the year is over. And if he dies 7 days before Pesach, so there will not be a matziv where we will not be able to bring the carbon Pesach of Mnei Atoma, because we will have enough time to become tar. So the fact that he's a treifa, which is kalu yamav, b'yudal nisan, is a chayr is still not more than just a 50-50 suffix, whether or not Klai Yisrael will be tamei in Erev Pesach. So it's still a big chiddush to say that that would be reason enough to be ma'abra sashana mipnei hatuma. But al kapanim, this is what you have to say to be masber this pshat and Rashi in our sugya, that the nasi was chayla v'amduhu lamos Erev Pesach. That's the first pshat of Rashi. Another pshat Rashi speaks out, v'zel ha'shaynai, aisha haya ruban t'meyim b'soif adar, v'kolsa efer ha'para, v'einan yichaylim limtsay akshav para aduma. The story is that the efer ha'para was finished, and right now, at the time when it's soif adarishan, they still have not found a para aduma, so therefore we would want to be ma'abar sashana mipnei atuma. This pshat is also brought down in the Kesef Mishneh, in Perek Dalet of Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh Halacha Vav, in the name of the Tshuvas HaRambam, B'Shem the Rimagash. And over there, there are Maisef and extra Hesber, that the reason why we're Maisef HaChodesh is with the hope that hopefully if we give ourselves another month, that they'd have more time to find a new Par Aduma, so that they could become Tahar the following month on time for Pesach. That's the second pshat of the Rishayim. The third pshat brought down in the Rishayim is brought down over there in the Kesef Mishneh, Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, B'Shem the Tshuvas HaRambam. This is the Rambam's own pshat, that the story was that Rav of Klal Yisrael were Mechusari Kippurim, which means that they became Tahar, but they still had to bring the carbon in order to be Mashlim the Tahara. And the carbon they had to bring was an ayil, and there were no Eilim available until after Yud Dalet Nisan. So in that situation, there would be a Havamina to be ma'abres Hashanah mepnei hatuma, so that they could be able to bring the karbanis, and they should be tahar to be able to bring the karban Pesach. And on that, the Gemara says, ein ma'abres mepnei hatuma, ela yasu betuma. They should only have one chaydish adar, and the fact that they'll still be tameh is not a problem, because they will bring the karban Pesach betuma, because tuma is either hutcha or hutra betzibur. Ad kan the pshat of the Rambam in his tshuvas brought down in the Kesef Mishnah. Now all the achrayim, the Shar HaMelech in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Perek Dalet Halacha Tezayin, and the Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Dalet Ois Chafei, and the Brisker Rav in Chidushei Mar and Riz Halevi in Hilchos Kiddush HaChaydish, Perek Dalet, and also many more achrayim, they're all matmiya on this mahalach of the Rambam and tshuvas, that L'chayre, the Gemara Masechet Pesachim Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis says, that Zovin v'Zoveis Nidais v'Yoldais ain't on Eichlin b'Tumah, which means that the klal that Tumah is Hutra or Tchuya b'Tzibor in regards to Karban Pesach does not apply to Tumas HaYoytzeis Megufan. Only a Tumah like Tumas Mace, which comes from an external source, that kind of Tumah is a weaker kind of Tumah, which is Nidche Mepnei HaKarban Pesach. But a Tumah that's Yoytzei Megufan is not Nidche. So how could the Rambam say that the case was that there are Tamei Ba'ifin that's Mechusar Kippurim? The Mechusari Kippurim are only on Tumas Sheyatsu Megufan. And in that case, the halacha is not that Yasu B'Tuma, because Tuma is not Hutcha or Hutra for such a kind of Tuma. That's the question that all the Achrayim ask on the Rambam. So now, the emes is that the Gemara Masechta Zvachim, Daf Yudzayin Amar Aleph, has a Shaila if Mechusari Kippara is Kezav or not. And Taisus over there explains that the Gemara Shaila is that this that we find, that Tumah is not Hutra or Hutcha in a case where it's Tumah HaYotze Megufay, what happens if the person became Tahar already from Tumah Zav, which is Tumah HaYotze Megufay? He waited the 7 days and he was Tevel B'Mikvah, but he's just Mechusar Kapara. Do we say a Mechusar Kapara also has the Chaymer of Tumah Zav, that it's a Tumah HaYotze Megufay and it's not Nidcha or Hutra B'tzibor? Or do we say that only a Zav Mamish has the halacha that because it's Tumah Yotze Megufay, it has the Chaymer that it's not Nidcha or Hutra B'tzibor? But a Mechusar Kapara alone is more Kuladik, and that is Nidcha or Hutra B'tzibor. And we paskin that Mechusar Kapara is not Kazav. So that would mean that in this case, where a person became Tahar, he waited the 7 days and he was Tevel, and he just remains a Mechusar Kapara. So we do have the halacha of Nitcha or Hutra B'tzibor. So that would be an explanation of the Rambam, why we would have a Havamina that we'd be Ma'abar as Hashana. But the Maskana is that no, that ain't Ma'abar M'pnei Atoma, Ela Yasu B'toma, because we're talking about a Mechusar Kapara, which that does not have the Chaymer of a Toma HaYotze Megufay. But the problem is that in the Rambam L'shitasai, that does not work out. Because the Rambam says, in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis, that the din of Tuma Nitcha B'Tzibor is only by Tumas Meis. And it's not even by Tumas Sheretz. Which means to say, even though Tumas Sheretz is not a Tuma HaYotze Megufay, that also does not have the halacha of Tuma Nitcha B'Tzibor. Because the Shitas Rambam is that the din of Tuma Nitcha B'Tzibor is a specific halacha in Tumas Meis and nothing else. And even something that does not have the Chaymer of Tuma HaYotze Megufay still does not have the Kula that it's Nitcha B'Tzibor. So the fee that, obviously, he learns that the Msugi and Masech Tzvachim Daf Yud Zayin, which discusses a Mechusari Kapar is Kezav or not, is not referring to the halacha of Hutra or Nitcha B'Tzibor. Because Memanav Shach, even if Mechusari Kapar does not have the Chaim Rav Tumah Yotze Megufay, it will still not be Nitcha B'Tzibor, the fee the Rambam that holds that the din of Nitcha B'Tzibor is only by Tumas Meis. Im Kein Chazarnu to the question that the Rambam L'shitase that holds that the din of Tumah Nitcha B'Tzibor is only by Tumas Meis, but by Mechusari Kapara there's no din of Tumah Nitcha B'Tzibor, how can he explain that the nidin of Ma'abin HaSashana Mepnei HaTumah is in regards to Mechusari Kapara? Because the Chayre, the only reason why the halacha is that we're not Ma'abin HaSashana Mepnei HaTumah is because Yasu B'Tumah. But if the case was that he's a Mechusari Kapara, so there's no halacha of Yasu B'Tumah, so we should go back to the Havamina where it's Ma'abar Sashana Mepnei Hatoma. This is the Kushya Seyeres, which the Achrayim ask on the Shitas Rambam. So the Shara Melech over there answers Bekitzur, Ayin in the Gemara, Imsech the Zvachim, Daf Lamed Beis. And he's not Mayrach to explain how he wants to answer the Shitas Rambam. Because I'm Sofer in his Chidushim, and our Sugya is Masber the Kavon of the Shara Melech. The Gemara Masech the Zvachim the Flamed Bey says that once it's Hutra Tumas Meis, and we can bring the carbon even though they are Tame B'Tumas Meis, it's also Hutra Tumazav, which means that if you have a person who's Tame Meis and a Tumazav, once the halacha is that it's Hutra M'Pnei Tumas Meis, now it's Mutter to bring the carbon, even if besides the Tumas Meis, he also has Tumas Zav. So Zogt Chasam Sofer, that the Shara Melech means to be Masber, that the Rambam means to say that the story of the Gemara is where Rav of Klai Yisrael is Tomei B'Tumas Meis, and they have Tumas Zav. So over here, Kol Zman they're still Tomei B'Tumas Zav, and there's Halacha of Tumra Hutcha or Hutra B'Tzibor, it's going to be Mutter for them to bring the carbon, even though they are still Tomei B'Tumas Zav, because they are Mechusari Kippurim. Now the emes is that at this point, where the Bezdin is thinking of being Ma'abar Sashana, it's possible for Klai Yisrael to still become Tohar from Tumas Meis with the Eifra HaPara. But if they're going to become Tohar from Tumas Meis, they're going to have a problem that they still cannot bring the Karban Pesach because of the problem that there are Mechusari Kapara and there are no Elam available by Yudalad B'Nisan. So therefore, there's a Havamina to say that Ma'abar Sashana Mepnei HaTumah because they don't have an Eitzah as far as the Mechusari Kapara is concerned. Kamash Malan ein ma'abrenes hashanim b'pnei atoma ela yaviu b'toma. What should they do? They should bedavka not be matara themselves from Tumas Meis, so that they should be in a matziv where it's nidche m'pnei Tumas Meis, and once it's nidche m'pnei Tumas Meis, it's not a problem that they're also mechusari kapara m'pnei Tumas Zav, because like the Gemara says in Masech Tzvachim, that once it's hutra m'pnei Tumas Meis, it's hutra m'pnei Tumas Zav, and that way, they can bring the Karban Pesach Betuma in the first Chodesh Nisan, and there's no Tzayrech to be Ma'aber Es Hashanah. That's going to be the Pshat and the Din of the Gemara of Ein Ma'aber Es Hashanah Mepnei Atuma. Because it's not a Tzayrech to be Ma'aber Es Hashanah Mepnei Atuma in this case, because they can always do a legal loophole of not being Matar themselves for Tumas Meis, and Kivan Shenitcha Tumas Meis, Nitcha also Tumas Zav. Ad Kan, the Mahalach of the Shar HaMelech to be Masber, the Mahalach of the Rambam in our Sugya. Now the Chasam Sofer himself is mistopic if this is really the right halacha, if we say Kivan Shenitcha Tumas Meis, Nitcha Tumas Zav, in such a kind of a situation where really Be'etzem it did not have to be Nitcha Tumas Meis because they could have possibly become Tar Ayidei Eifer Apara. But Akapanim, that's the Pshat in the Shar HaMelech, how he learns a Pshat in the Rambam. Ad kan this shtickle, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Braisa continues with a pasuk in Divrei Yamim in regards to Chizkiya, and the Braisa brings down a three-way machlekes tanayim, how to understand that pasuk. The background story is that the father of Chizkiya HaMelech, Achaz, he was a Rasha, and he brought Bnei Yisrael to be Eved Avodah Zarah, and he actually closed up the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. His son, Chizkiyo HaMelech, he was Machzer Bnei Yisrael B'tshuva, and he was Matar of the Beis HaMikdash, and afterwards he invited Bnei Yisrael to make a Karban Pesach. This is what the Pasuk says over there in Divrei Hayamim, Beis, Kapitel Lamed, Pasuk Aleph, Vayishlachi Chizkiyo al kol Yisrael v'Yehuda, v'gam igreis kotzav al Ephraim u'Menashe, Lovei leveis Hashem b'Yerushalayim, laseis Pesach l'Hashem elokei Yisrael. That was Chizkiyo's plan. And Klai Yisrael Be'emes came, and they made the Karban Pesach. But on that it says later, in Pasuk Yudches, the Pasuk which the Gemara brings down, Ki marbis ha'om, rabas me Ephraim u'Menashe Yisachar u'Zvulon, loy hitaharu, ki achlu es ha'Pesach b'loy kakosuv, ki hispal Chizkiyo aleim leimar, Hashem atayv yichaper ba'ad. Which means that a large amount of Klai Yisrael ate the Karban Pesach ba'ayfin that was contrary to the halacha, b'loy kakosov, and on them, Chizkiyo HaMelech had to be mespalel that they should have a kapara. Now what exactly did they do, b'loy kakosov, keneged halacha? So on that, we have the three mamachlekes tanaim to explain that. The first shita is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, which says that Chizkiyo HaMelech was ma'aber es hashanah m'pnei atumah. And that was what was against the halacha, that be'emes they should not have been ma'abra the Sashana, and they should have brought the Karban Pesach Betumah. The fact that they were ma'abra Sashana, that was the Buleika Kosov. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Shitas Rabbi Shimon was that be'emes it was okay to be ma'abra Sashana b'nei Tumah, but the problem was that it was Iber Nisan b'Nisan. Chizkiyahu HaMelech was ma'abra Nisan once Nisan already came, and like the Gemara explains, that it was actually Yom Lamed T'chaydash Adar. And that was the mistake on which it says in the Pasuk, Beleika Kosov. That's Shita's Reb Shimon. The third Shita, the Shita of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, is Shehesias Yisrael Lasis Pesach Sheni. Chizkiyahu HaMelech convinced Klai Yisrael to make Pesach Sheni because of a cheshbon that he thought that there was only a miut of Tmeim because he thought that Nashim are a chayva. But Be'emes Nashim are Rishus, so there was a rave of Tmeim. And therefore, the mistake was that they should have actually been makriv the Karban Pesach on Pesach Rishon Betumah instead of pushing it off to Pesach Sheni. Those are the three mahalchim in the Braisa to explain what the mistake of Chizkiyahu HaMelech was. Now, we have to be maisif that the Pasuk over there says in Pasuk Tesvav, Vayishchatu HaPesach Ba'arba Asar L'chaydish HaSheni. Now, L'chayre, the pashtus of the Mashmais of L'chaydish HaSheni means that the Karban Pesach was actually brought in Chodesh Iyar. That stems with the Shita of Reb Shimon bar Yehuda that says that the mistake was that they brought it in Pesach Sheni. What about according to the Shitas of Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon that they say that Be'emes they brought it in Pesach Rishon just Chizkiyahu HaMelech was Ma'abra Sashana? Tzarech Leimar that the Kavana of Chodesh HaSheni in the Pasuk is that it was the Chodesh that should have been the Chodesh HaSheni, it should have essentially been Chodesh Iyar, if not for the fact that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was Ma'abra Sashana B'Tos, and he added an Adar, and that turned into be Chodesh Rishon. And as Zoi Shteit Be'emes also, in the Mefarish Ar Yeshua, which is brought down in the back of the Gemara. Another Ar it's important to speak out, is that the Pasuk over there says in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayasu B'nei Yisrael HaNimtzim B'Yerushalayim, Es Chag HaMatzos Shivas Yomim. So they had a 7-day Yontif. Now L'chayre, this should be a Raya Brura to the Shitas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. According to them, it was actually Pesach Rishon. They were just Ma'abra Sashana. So it makes sense that they had a Yontif of 7 days. But according to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, that it was Pesach Sheni, Pesach Sheni is only one night, Leil Tesvav. There is no Yontif of 7 days. So why did Klai Yisrael make Chag HaMatzos Shivas Yomim? And as Zoi Frecht, the Rashash and the Cheshek Shleima, Ayin Sham. V'tzarech Ian, how Reb Shimon ben Yehuda is going to learn this Pasuk. Ad Kan this Shtickle, the basic summary of the three Shitais, how to understand the Maisa of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Now, in the first Pshat, the Pshat of Reb Yehuda, that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was Ma'abres Hashanim Epnei HaTumah, we have to be Mevarer, what Tumah was there in the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech? So we find in this three Shitas Harishayim. The Lashon of Rashi is as follows. Shenitmeu bimei achaz aviv me'avayda zara, shalai chashashu l'tayra. Now the Achrayim are ma'ayrer, ayin v'aruch l'ner, some cipher, and the Dukduke cipher, which is brought down on the side of the Gemara. Telechayre, the Rashi that we have in front of us is a shilov, is a mix of two pirushim of Rashi. Because Rashi says two things. Shenitmu bimei achaz aviv me'avayda zara, that's one. And a second thing is ma'isif, shalei chashashu l'tayra. If you look in Taisvis, Taisvis brings down the Lashon of Rashi, and all he says is, shenitmu b'avayda zara. He had the first half of Rashi. And according to that, you don't have to be ma'isif, shalei chashashu l'tayra. That's an unnecessary addition. But in the Chiddushei Ran and in the Yad Ramah, they quote Rashi just the second half. That says, Shenitmu bimei achaz aviv, shalei chashashu l'tayra. That means to say, that because in the time of Achaz HaMelech, Klai Yisrael was not being chashash l'tayra, so they weren't nizar not to become tamei. So the problem is, that they had all the various tumas at the time when Chizkiyahu HaMelech came to be machzer them b'tshuva. And Azai is mavur also mefurish in Rashi and Masechta Pesachim. So Rashi over there, Vezel HaShainai, Lehutaru adayin mitumais, Shechziku behen, bimei aviv achaz harasha. Rashi says in a general way, Tumais Shechziku Ben, he does not mention Avodah Zarah. That stems with the Nusach of Rashi, which is found in our Sugya, in the Chiddush Aran, and the Yad Ramah. So the Achrayim say that the Rashi Shalafanenu is a Shiluv of the two different Pirushim which are brought down by Shem Rashi. Taisus is Pshat, and the Chiddush Aran, and the Yad Ramah, and Rashi himself, Emsech T'Psachim, Daf Nun Vav. But in reality, these two things, Me'avayda Zara and Shalech Choshev L'Taira, do not work together. Ayin, however, in the Chassam Sefer, in the new Chassam Sefers, how is Miyashev V'Derech Pilpul, that it's possible to say that Rashi holds that it has to be that the case was that there were two Tumas, a Tumah of Tumas Avayda Zara, and besides of that, a general Tumah of Shalech Choshev L'Taira. Ayin Sham. So those are the first two Purushim that we find. The third Pshat is brought down in Taisus with Shem the Yerushalmi, that they found the Gulgailis, the skull of Aravna Yavusi, underneath the Mizbeach. So it comes out that they had a Pashata Tumas Meis. That's the third Shita. Hayyaitse, the first Shita is Shitas Rashi Amuva B'Taisvis, that there were Tamei B'Tumas Avodah Zarah, which is a Tumah Midrabanan. The second Shita of Rashi, which is brought down in the Chiddush Aran and the Yad Ramah, and that's the Mashmais of Rashi himself from Masechta Psachim, is that they had all kinds of general tumas. And the third shita is the shita of Taisus Shem the Yerushalmi, that they had a simple tumas meis because of the Gulgailis of Aravna Hayavusi. Now, Chizkiyahu HaMelech's mistake was, is that he thought that Ma'abrinas Hashanah Mepnei HaTumah, but Be'emes, the real halacha is that they're not Ma'abrinas Hashanah, but that your Oysa is a Pesach B'Tumah. Now, we mentioned previously that the Gemara Masechta Psachim of Tzadik Bey says that Zavin v'Zavis Nidus v'Yaldus, they're not Eise B'Tumah. The only kind of Tamei that's Eise B'Tumah is a Tamei Meis. So the Chayre, Bishlam l'fishitas ha-Taisvis, that over here the problem was is they were Tamei Meis, it's understandable that it was really a mistake, because they should be Eise B'Tumah. V'chein, according to the Pshat of Rashi, as brought down in the Chiddush Aran and the Yad Ramah and Rashi Yimsachim, it's possible to say that from the other Tumas, they were able to become Tahar, and the only problem the Chizkiyahu had was that they weren't maspik to become Tahar from Tumas Meis, which involved Efer Para Aduma. So that, according to that Shita also, we can say that the Tumah which remained on them was Tumas Meis, which is why it was a mistake, and Chizkiyahu should not have Be'emes been Ma'abras Hashanah, but they should have been Eise B'Tumah. But L'chayra, according to the first Pshat in Rashi, which is that they had Tumas Avodah Zarah, that Tumah L'chayra is not a Tumah which is Nidche B'Tzibor. So why was it a Taina that should have been Eise B'Tumah? This question is posed by the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Dalid Ois Chaf Hei. Zok the Minchas Chinuch that Be'emes, like we explained earlier in the Shir, that there are two ways to understand that Gemara and Psachim. One Mahalach to understand it is, like the Shita Sarambam, that there's a special Halach in Tumas Meis. Only Tumas Meis alone has the halacha that it's Nidche B'Tzibor. However, there's another mahalach to learn in that Gemara, which other Rishayim learn, that all Tumas Maga are Nidche B'Tzibor. The only Tumas that are not Nidche B'Tzibor are Tumas Hayyitz and Megufan, like the Tumas of Zav and Nida V'Yerledes. Zoktim in Chas Chinuch, Tzarech Leimer, that Rashi learns the Gemara not like the Rambam, and he holds that the halacha that the tumah is nitcha b'tzibur is not specifically by tumas meis, but rather it's by any tumas maga which is not yaitzim megufay, which is why becoming tumah from avodah zarah, which is an eifin of tumas maga, that's also nitcha b'tzibur, just like tumas meis. The Rambam himself, however, he will be mochrach to learn our gemara that we're talking about tumas meis mamish and not tumas avodah zarah, and the emes is that there is a smach to say that the Rambam holds like the Yerushalmi, that the story of Chizkiyahu HaMelech was that there was a Gulgailis and it was real Tumas Meis. Because the Rambam in Perek Beis of Tumas Meis, Halacha Ches, he paskins that a Gulgailis alone, a skull alone, is Metame Ba'ayho. Now the Ketzav Mishnah asks that L'chayra, the Gemara Masech Denazar Daf Nun Beis, is Mistapik. Does a Gulgailis alone have a Tumas Ayol? Or maybe, Zok the Gemara, you need a Gulgailis and a Shidra together. So, Frek the Ketzav Mishnah, on the basis of what does the Rambam paskin, that a Gulgailis alone is Metame. The Gemara remains with a Shaila, and the Rambam should have had a Suffolk as well. Sir Reb Kiveh Eger over there, in his Gulgainis on the Rambam, he's Mitzayin Ayin Chuvais Veshava Kayan Simen Ayin Hey. What does the Veshava Kayan say? Zog the Veshava Kayan, there's a klal that the Rambam has that any time the Talmud Bavli remains with a suffix about something, but the Talmud Yerushalmi is Paishit the suffix, we paskin like the Yerushalmi, like the Pshitas that the Yerushalmi comes out with, and not like the suffix of the Bavli. Zog the Veshava Kayan, this is a case in point. Because although the Bavli remains with a suffix if a Gulgailis alone is Matame, but the Yerushalmi in our sugya, which says that the Gulgailis of a Ravna Yevusi is what was found underneath the Mizbeach, and account of that there was a Tumah b'mei Chizkiyo, is Mevur, that a Gulgailis alone is Matame. And based on that Yerushalmi, the Rambam paskins that a Gulgailis alone is Matame ba'ayil, even without the Shedra. Hayyotze, that the Rambam paskins like this Yerushalmi, and that the Tumah in our sugya was a Tumah Smeis Mamish. That works with the Rambam Shitasai, that holds that it's only by Tumah Smeis Mamish that we can actually say that we should be Oises HaPesach B'Tumah. Adkan, this Mahalach of the Minchas Chinuch to be Masber, to Machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam in our sugya. But the Emes is, L'chaira, that Rashi is still Shver. Because the Makar to the Tumas Avodah Zarah is a Mishneh in Masechta Shabbos of Pei Beis, in the beginning of the parak, Amar Rebbe Kiva. And the Mishnah says over there, Amar Rebbe Kiva, Minayin L'Avodah Zarah Shemetame B'Masa Kenida, Shenemar Tizreim K'maydava Tzei Taimerloi. And the Gemara is Mavur, the Rebbe Kiva's Shita is, that the Tumah that the Rabbanim were geyser on an Avodah Zarah was Tumas Nida. Now L'Chaira, if it's Tumas Nida, that doesn't have a din, that it's Dechuya or Hutra B'tzibur. So it should follow that Tumas Avodah Zarah, which has a din Tumas Nida, should also not be Hutra and Hutra B'tzibur. This Kasha I found in the Shiurei Rabbeinu Yechiel Michal from a Michal Feinstein and our Sugya, Ois Mem Dalet. Now the emes is that the Shitas Arabanan in the Sugya in Perek Rebbe Kiva is that Tumas Avodah Zarah has a din of Tumas Sheretz. According to that, Shitas Rashi is good, like the Minchas Chinuch is Masber, because Rashi will hold that Tumas Sheretz, because it's not a Tumah HaYetzi Megufay, is Nitche and Hutra B'tzibur. But Akapanam Lefi Shitas Rabbi Kiva, it's back Shver, that if it has a din of Tumas Nida, why is it Hutra or Hutra B'tzibur? Tumas Nida, Lekuli Alma alone, is not Hutra V'Hutra B'tzibur. But the emes is, the Chayre, it's not Shver at all. Because the Gemara over there in the Pei Gimel Amud Beis brings down that although we learn Tumas Avodah Zarah either from Nida according to Rabbi Kiva or from Sheretz according to the Rabbanan, nevertheless it's Hukash Lemes. And therefore it's not Metame B'Pachas Mekizayis, just like a mess. And the Gemara learns this Hekesh from a Pasuk that says, Vayashrech HaSafara Al Kever B'nei Ha'am, that it's Daime to a Kever. Now, the Gemara over there asks, Mechateza to use this Hekesh Lemes Lekula to say that it needs to be a Kazayas and Pachas Mekazayas is Tahar. Maybe it should learn a Chumra from there, that it's Metama Ba'il. And the Gemara answers that because the Tumah is essentially only a Tumah Midrabanan, so Lekula Makshinan. Hayyaitze, that although the Ikar Tumah has a din of Tumas Nida, nevertheless we're Makish Lemes to learn out Kulais. So in Kenya Shleimer, just like we learn out the Kula that it's not Metame B'Pachas B'Kazayas, so too will be Makashet Temes Legabi the Kula that it's Nidche or Hutra B'Tzibur. Hayyot say that it's possible to say that Be'emes, like the Shitas HaRambam, the only kind of Tumah which is Hutra or Nitra B'Tzibur is only Tumas Mes. But Avodah Zarah also has that din, like the Gemara's Mavur, that it's Hukash Lemes, and we learn out all kinds of kulas from mace. The emes is that this is mamish meduyik in Lashon HaTaisvus in Arizugya. Because Taisvus says, B'divri HaMaschol She'ibar, when he brings down the pshat of Rashi that was nitmim Avodah Zarah, Zog Taisvus Zeh L'Shainai, Avodah Zarah Metame B'Perek Rabbi Kiva Kemes. Now the Mar Mokam brought down in our Gemaras is Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, but that's a mistake. Because it doesn't say Kemes in Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, it says Kemes and Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Now the Rosh Hashanah and Ara Taisvis is Ma'ir on Taisvis. Why does Taisvis bring down this that it's Metamek Kemes? The fact that we're makash at the mess is just a halacha that we learn out kulas, it's hukash lakula kames. But the ikar tome is kenida lefi Rabbi Akiva, or kasheretz lefi the Rabbanan. So why does Taisus bring down this lechaira peripheral nakuda that it's hukash lames? That's what the Rashash is ma'ir in our Taisus, and he blib shver. But ledvereinu anal, it's mamish pashit. Because Taisus wants to bring out specifically this nakuda that's hukash lames, in order to explain why in our sugya the halacha is that we're isa isa betumah. If we would only bring down the ikar din that it's hukash lenida, then we would have no makar to say that it's nitcha or hotra betzibur. And even if we would bring down the shita sarabana that it's hukash lesharetz, lefi the mahalach of the Rambam, that's also not nitcha or hotra betzibur. Therefore, it's understandable why Taisus specifically brings out this nakuda that we learn out kulas kemes later on in the sugya on Pegimel Amud Beis, because that's the makar that Tumas Aveda Zara is also going to have the din kames in regards to being nitche and hutra betzibur. Ad kan the shtickle, and now let's go weiter. The Braise, according to the explanation of the Gemara on Amud Beis, is mavur that there's a three-way machlaikis in regards to the halacha of ma'abrim nepnei atuma. The Shita Satana Kama is the Lechatchila Ein Ma'abrim Mepnei Atuma, but B'di'evet Mu'uberes. The Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that even B'di'evet it's Einu Mu'uberes. And the Shita of Rabbi Shimon is, according to the Hezbro of the Gemara, that even Lechatchila you could be Ma'abrim Mepnei Atuma. Now in the Machlaikas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Lechatchila Bein B'di'evet Ein Ma'abrim Mepnei Atuma. And according to Rabbi Shimon, Bein Lechatchila and Bein B'di'evet, yes, ma'abrim pnei atuma. The Gemara is masber that they are going l'shitasam, because they argue if tuma is hutra b'tzibur or it's only hutcha b'tzibur. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, tuma is hutra b'tzibur. That means it's a heter gomer, and there's no tzerich b'chlal to be ma'abr sashana. That's why if Bezin was ma'abr sashana pnei atuma, it's a total mistake. There's absolutely no tzerich, and even b'di'evet it's einam u'beres. Mashenken lefi Rabbi Shimon, Tumah is hutcha betzibur, which means to say, b'makam adchak, where there's no possible way out, we can bring the carbon v'tumah because it's doiche. But avade, if there's any way out, we may not. Which is why, even on a lechatchila level, we should be ma'abre sashana mepnei hatumah. So the shitas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are very clear. What the Gemara is not masber is the shit of the Tanakama. The Tanakama mitzad echad says, lechatchila ein ma'abrin, which sounds like there's no tzairich, which would mean that tumah is hutra b'tzibur, but nevertheless he says that b'di'evet im bruha mu'uberes, which sounds like the tumah is hutcha b'tzibur. So what's the pshat in the Tanakama? So the Yad Ramah says that be'emes the Tanakama holds tumah is hutcha b'tzibur. So there is a tzairach. Nevertheless, look the Yad Ramah v'zeh l'shaynai, mikol mokaim le'matzrich l'hadure kuli hay atahara. Even though it's only hutcha b'tzibur, which means that l'chatchila we should try to bring the carbon b'tahara, we're not mechuyev lahadure kuli hai, even to go ahead to be ma'abr sashana. So lechatchila ain't ma'abrin. But avada b'di'evet, if they were ma'abr, it's not considered not a tzerech b'chlal, and the ibur is not a mistake, which is why im ibruha mu'uberes. That's the mahalach of the Yad Ramah. This also stems with the Shitas HaRambam, because the Rambam mitzad echad, in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Perek Dalet Halacha Tesvav, paskins that tumah is hudcha b'tzibor. And still the Rambam paskins like the Shita of the Tanakama, and Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, that lechatchila ein ma'abrin, and b'di'evet mu'uberes. And this can be explained according to Yad Ramah, that even though tumah is hutcha b'tzibur, it's not enough of a tzairich, that therefore even lechatchila we should go ahead and be ma'abr sashana. But b'di'evet, it's not considered that we're ma'abr sashana sholei l'tzairich klal, and imabruha mu'uberes. The Shagas Aryeh, however, has a different pshat in the Shita of the Tanakama. And he bases it on a Taisvus in Masechta Yuma Dav Vav Amud Beis B'Divrei Maschil Omar. Taisvus over there asks a stira in Shitas Rava. Mitzad Echad, Rava says over there in the Gemara Masechta Yuma Dav Vav Amud Beis that Tuma is Hutra B'Tzibor. Mitzad Sheni, Rava says in the Gemara Masechta Zvachim Dav Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph that Tuma is Hutra B'Tzibor. Frag Taisvus, what's Be'emes Shitas Rava? So Taisvus answers in his second pshat that we have to be mechalek between Shar Karban Yisibur and Karban Pesach. Zeh l'shein ha-Taisvus. Nehi de Pesach, kivan de Asi b'chnufya, chashik v'karban Yisibur, even though l'maise Meikra adin a carbon Pesach because it's brought by Knufya has a din of a carbon tibor v'doiches a Shabbos v'satuma. Mikal makaim even the lav kol Yisrael ma'isu chad Pesach b'shutves because l'maise it isn't the carbon tibor in the classic sense where there's one carbon for ganz klal Yisrael. Over here, every yachid has to bring his own carbon. Therefore, zoktaisus me'adrina na tahirin afilu l'manda amar tuma heter hi b'carbon tibor gamar. Zaktaisus, there's a svara to say that because carbon Pesach isn't the same kind of carbon tzibor like all carbon tzibor are, where one carbon is brought for everybody, the emes by carbon Pesach, each yachid has to bring his own carbon, just that it has a chashivas like a carbon tzibor because it's brought by chnufya. Therefore, mehadrinon, we try to do it with tahara, and we don't rely on the klal of tumah hutra by carbon tzibor. Frek the shagas aryeh, that this sheet of rava to be mechalik between all carbon tzibor and carbon Pesach, the Chayre doesn't stim not with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in Arasugya and not with Shitas Rabbi Shimon in Arasugya. Because in Arasugya, the Gemara is Mavur, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, which argue in regards to Karban Pesach, if Tumas Hutra B'tzibor, Hutcha B'tzibor, go to Shitasam, where they argue, the Garbi, the Karbanis of Yom Kippurim, which is a regular Karban Tzibor, if Tumas Hutra B'tzibor, or Hutcha B'tzibor. And the Gemara comes out, that Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that holds, that in regards to Avodas Yom Kippurim, Tumas Hutra B'tzibor, so too he'll hold in regards to Karban Pesach, Tumas Hutra B'tzibor, and he's not Mechalik like Rav is Mechalik. And Rav Shimon is the opposite way. Rav Shimon, who holds in our sugya that Tumas Hutra B'tzibor in regards to Karban Pesach, that goes only Lishitasi that he holds, then in all Karban B'tzibor, Tumas Hutra B'tzibor. So the Chayre from Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, we see that we are not Mechalik between Kol Karban B'tzibor and Karban Pesach. So whose Shita is Rav relying on when he makes this Chiluk? Zok Tishagis Aryeh Tzarech Leimar that Rava learned it from the Shita of the Tanakama. And the explanation goes as follows. Because Be'emes, this Svara the Taisvah says, that because Karban Pesach is not one carbon for everybody, therefore Mahadrina na Tahara, that's only a Svara Midrabanan. Because Me'ikar Adin, on a Deraisa level, because they do it Bechnufya, it has a din of a carbon Tzibor. Just because it's Nira, as if it's a carbon Yachid, that's why Zok Taisvah Mahadrina na Tahara. And that's only a Rabbanan Dekaden. Zok Tishagis Aryeh, that's the beer on the sheet of the Tanakama. The Tanakama who holds that L'chatchila ain't Ma'abrin, but B'di'evan in Mubruha Mu'uberes, the fact that B'di'evan in Mubruha Mu'uberes must be that he holds that B'emes, there is a Tzayrich over here, and we deal with it as if it's Tumah Hutcha B'tzibor. But it can't be that Tanakama holds across the board Tumah Hutcha B'tzibor, because if so, then even on a L'chatchila level, there's a Tzayrich and we'd be Ma'abr. Must be that the Tanakama holds that it's only on a Darabanan level that we deal with it as if it's Hutcha, so therefore there's enough of a Tzayrich to say that B'di'evan Mu'uberes, but because L'chatchila it's really Hutra B'tzibor by Karban Pesach, therefore on a L'chatchila level, Ein Ma'abrin. So that's the Pshara of the Tanakama, being that Midaraisa it has a din of Tumah Hutra B'tzibor, and it's only Midarabanan that Mahadrina Natahara. Therefore, on a L'chatchila level, we're not going to be Ma'abar Sashana because it's not a Tzayrich Gomor, because Midaraisa Harei, it's Tumah Hutra B'tzibor. But B'di'evet, the Din D'Rabbanan of Ma'adrina Natahara is enough of a Tzayrich that B'di'evet is going to be in Ibruha Mu'uberes. And that's the Makar Tashitas Rava that's Machalik between all Karban Tzibor and Karban Pesach in that way. Ad Kan the Pshat of the Shagas Aryeh. Hayyoti that we have two Pirushim in Shitas Satanakama. The sheet of the Yad Ramah and the Rambam is that the Tanakama be'emes holds the Tumah Hutcha B'tzibor. He just disagrees with Rav Shimon whether or not that's Machayvas even the Chatchila to be Ma'abar Sashana, or that's only a reason why B'di'evet it's Mu'uberes. But the sheet of the Shagas Aryeh to explain the sheet of Rava Alpitaisus and Masech the Yuma, the Vavam Adbeis, is that the Tanakama be'emes holds the Midaraisa Tumah Hutcha B'tzibor. But because Midarabana were Machmer in regards to Karban Pesach, Umadrina Natahara, it's enough of a tzayrich where b'di'evet is going to be in mebruha me'uberes. Ad kan the shtickel, and now let's go on to the next inyan. The lashon of Reb Shimon in the Braise is Reb Shimon Omer im mipnei atuma ebruha me'uberes, and with this he's responding to this that Rabbi Yehuda said that Chizkiyahu HaMelech's mistake was that he was ma'aber sashana mipnei atuma. So Reb Shimon, that's not a reason for Chizkiyahu HaMelech to have to be mevakish rachma malatzmai, because in mepnei atuma abrua meuberes, elo mepnei ma bikish rachma malatzmai, sheim abne la ador vu iber nisan benisan. Now the Gemara is masber. The Rabbi Shimon be'emes holds not that in Meruah Mu'uberis, but even Lechatchila Ma'abenes Hashanah Mipnei HaTumah. But the Lashon of the Braisa Mekal Makayim is the Chayre Dachuk, because the Lashon of the Braisa is in Mipnei HaTumah Ibruah Mu'uberis, and not Ma'abren Lechatchila. So Rashi is Ma'ir this question. So Rashi B'Divrei Maschol Lechatchila Yikibinayu V'Zel L'Shainai V'Aydi Teka'amar Rabbi Yehuda Einu Mu'uberis Amar Ihu Mu'uberis. Being that Rabbi Yehuda, who his Shita preceded him, used the Lashon B'Di'eved Einu Mu'uberis, that's why Rav Shimon responds as well and says B'Lashon B'Di'eved Mu'uberis. But Be'emes Hu Hadin Lechatchila. That's the Pshat of Rashi, and it's Be'emes Dachuk in the Pashat Lashon of Rav Shimon. However, the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Lamed Ches says a Nifla de Kapshat in why Rav Shimon uses a Lashon B'di'eved. And he bases it on the Shita of Rashi himself as brought down in Taisvis, which says that the Tumah which was present in the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech was a Tumas Avodah Zarah, which is Be'emes only a Tumah D'Rabbanan. Zakta Shagas Aryeh, even though Rav Shimon says that even on a Lechatchila level, Ma'abrin es Hashanah Mepnei HaTumah, that's only a Tumah M'daraisa. Therefore, it's a tzarich gomor, and even lechatchila ma'abon es hashana mepnei atumah. But tumas avodah zara, which is only a tumah midrabanan, that's not considered a tzarich gomor, and lechatchila ein ma'abon es hashana mepnei tumah derabanan. It's only that b'di'eved im ibruha mu'uberes. It's enough of a tzarich that on a b'di'eved level it's mu'uberes, but not lechatchila. Zok the Shagas Aryeh, that's the pshat and what Rav Shimon is telling Rabbi Yehuda. I hold that be'emes, a tumah midaraisa is ma'avron lechatchila. A tumah midrabanan akapanim is mu'uberes b'di'eved. Therefore, Zok Rav Shimon, don't say that Chizkiyahu HaMelech's mistake was that he was ma'avron mepnei atumah, because even that tumah, which is a tumah midrabanan, akapanim im ibruha mu'uberes. Must be Chizkiyahu HaMelech's mistake was something else, mepnei ma bikesh rachma latzmai, v'chulu she'em ra'avron ela adar. Now the Shagas Aryeh is ma'asif to be masbir, that even though akapanim on a lechatchila level ain ma'abin es hashana for a tumah derabanan, so maybe that's why Chizkiyahu HaMelech was mavakish rachma malatzmai. Zok the Shagas Aryeh that Rav Shimon obviously holds that that's not enough of a reason to be mavakish rachma malatzmai, because Chizkiyahu HaMelech wasn't over an avera, because the ma'as it's enough of a tzairach that on a b'di'evad level akapanim im rebru mu'uberes. So there's no avera in being ma'abrit, it's just lechatchila ain ma'abrin. So that would not be considered b'leik ha'kosov, and that would not be a reason for Chizkiyahu HaMelech to be mespalel Hashem HaToiv Yichaper Ba'ad. Ad kan, the Mahalach of the Shagas Aryeh, these are the two Pirushim and understanding Divrei Rav Shimon, whose Lashon in the Braisa is b'di'eved im mipnei atumah ibruha mu'uberes, but his Shita be'emes, like the Gemara says, is that even the Chatchila ma'abrin. The Mahalach of Rashi and the Mahalach of the Shagas Aryeh. And now let's go on to the next Inyan. The Gemara brings down the memory of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Ein ma'abin es hashana b'yam shleishem shal adar, hayol v'roi l'kayvay nisan. And yam shleishem shal adar, even if it's still chaydash adar, but because it's roi to be yam rishon shal nisan, we should not be ma'abin es hashana on that day. And Rashi is masbir, dekivan d'roi l'kayvay nisan, karinam bay ze nisan v'ein achar nisan. We darshan from the pasuk Achidesh Hazel Lachem that there's only one Nisan and there are not two Nisans, because the day of Shleishem Ba'adar it's royaliest Nisan, so it's chalan at the din of Zen Nisan ve'ein acher Nisan. Now the Gemara asks Ibru Hamai, what about Bedi Eved if Bezin was Kaveya and they were Ma'aber es Hashana on Yom Shleishem? Amar Ula ein Mekadshin es Achidesh. What about Kitchoy Mai? Amar Rava Batal Ibar? And Rav Nachman Amar, Mu'ubar Umakudish. Rava holds that even on a B'di'evid level, the Ibar is batal if they're Ma'abar Es Hashana, B'yayim Shleishim Shaladar. And Rav Nachman holds that a Kalpanim B'di'evid, if they're Ma'abar and Makadish, it is Mu'ubar Umakudish. Now, when Ula says that Ibruha, Ein Makadshin Es Achaydish, what does that mean, Ein Makadshin Es Achaydish? So in that, we have two Pirushim in the Rishaynim. The Zipshat of Rav Rishaynim, Diad Ramah, and Rabbeinu Yonah, and more. And then there's the Pshat of Rashi. The Pshat of Yad Ramah v'Shar Rishayim is quite simple. They say that Yom Shleishim Shal Adar is Ro'i L'Kayvei Nisan, which is why it's also to be Ma'abar Es Hashanah on that day. If let's say there are Ma'abar Es Hashanah on that day, so it won't be Mekadesh L'Chaydesh on that day, and instead we'll wait to Yom Lamed Aleph to be Mekadesh L'Chaydesh. The purpose of that would be that if B'yayim Lamed Aleph from a Kaddish to New Chaydish, that's Megala L'mafreya, that Yayim Lamed actually was part of Adar Rishon. So now that we were Ma'abar Es Hashana, we weren't really Ma'abar Es Hashana B'Nisan, we were Ma'abar Es Hashana B'Adar. If they would go ahead and be Mekadesh L'Chaydish on Yom Lamed, so it's Megala that that's the first day of the next month, then we would talk have the problem once Yom Lamed arrives, and that's the first day of Nisan, Ein Ma'abar Es Hashana B'Nisan. But being that they wait till Yom Lamed Aleph, that fixes it L'Mafreya, because it makes that it turns out that Yom Lamed actually was part of Adar Rishon. Only Yom Lamed Aleph was the new month. So it comes out, L'mafreya, they weren't Ma'abar Es Hashana in the new month, but rather on the last day of Adar Rishon. That's the Mahalach of the Yad Ramah V'Shar Rishonim. Rashi, however, is mefarish differently. Zok Rashi, Ein Mekadshin Es HaChaydesh, doesn't mean that they're not Mekadosh B'Yom Lamed, but they are Mekadosh B'Yom Lamed Aleph. But rather, Zok Rashi V'Zel L'Shainai El L'Shaski. They're quiet. V'chimati Reish Yarcha Achrina Mekadshilei L'Nisan. A month later, when it comes to the next month, they're going to Mekadosh Dat for Nisan. But for this month, they're quiet. Adkan L'Shain Rashi. Now the Yad Ramah and other Rishonim are Matmian Rashi. How does it help to be quiet? That doesn't make that Chaydish is not going to exist. And if we're going to make the next Chaydish Nisan, so that means that we want that Chaydish to be Adar Sheni. So we're back to the problem of Ein Ma'abar Es Hashana B'Yom Shleishim Shel Adar, because it's Roy L'Kayve Nisan, and we have the problem of Zen Nisan V'Ein Acher Nisan. How does being Sheisek solve the problem? Now the Yad Ramah brings down a pshat from Ika de Mesaimiba, that what happens is that when we're quiet, we make the Chaydish Adar Rishon to be a long Chaydish of Shishim Yom. V'zel L'shain HaRamah, Shaskinon va'avdinon le yarcha aricha barshitin yaymen. So that's what being quiet does. It makes that it isn't a new chaydish bechlal. And instead of having an Adar Sheni, we have a prolonged Adar Rishon, and 30 days later, we have chaydish Nisan. Zakti Yad Ramah pirish ze einay kedai ledaktik boy. It's not even kedai to talk about it. D'le ashkechon yarcha tfei mitlasin yaymen, Vehechi tesek adaitan dli avid yarcha barshitan yaymen. There's not even a havamina that we should make a chaydish of shishim yaym. So we're back to the shverkait and Rashi. How do we avoid the problem of a ma'abinus hashana b'yom shleishim shaladar just by being quiet? So to be mazber Rashi, there's a niflid kapshat in the kuntris achrein on the bottom of the shagas aryeh, and we'll be makdim with a shaila if this din of Shmuel, that Ein Ma'abar Es Hashana B'Yom Shleishim Shel Adar, is a din d'Oraisa or a din d'Rabbanan. So the emes is that the pashtus of the Lashon of Rashi, which says, "Dekivan d'Roy L'Kai V'Nisan Karina Be Zen Nisan V'En Achar Nisan," that's mashma that it's b'chlal the din d'Oraisa of Zen Nisan V'En Achar Nisan. And Azay is mashma also on the Mefarish on the Rambam and Hilchas Kiddush HaChaydish, Perek Dalet Hayach Lachiyu Dalet. And Azay Sheit Mefurish in the Shagas Aryeh, not in the Kuntras Achrein, but in the Shagas Aryeh himself in Siman Lamed Ches, that they're over a memra de Rachmana, they're over the din dai raisa of Zen Nisan Vein Achar Nisan, if they're Ma'abar Es Hashana B'Yom Shleishim Shel Adar. However, the Yad Ramah in our Sugya, B'Divri Amaschel Omer Ma, he says that it's only a din d'Rabbanan. It's a gzeira, because it's Mechzik Nisan, so it looks like they're being Ma'abar Nisan B'Nisan, and they're being over the din atayra of Zen Nisan V'Ein Acher Nisan. Zok the Yad Ramah, right to that, is from Shitas Rav Nachman that says that B'di'eved im Ibrua V'Ketshua, so it's Ma'ubar Ma'kudash. If it was a din d'Oraisa, then the Ibrua would not be Chal. The fact that B'di'eved it is Chal is a raya that it's only a Gzeira Midrabanan. Ad kan divrei Yad Ramah. Zok the Kuntras Achrein to the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Lamed Ches, if it's only a Gzeira Midrabanan, Yesh Leimar, that Rashi holds that it's only wrong to be Makadish to Chaydish by speaking out Mefurish that this should be Chaydish Adar Sheni on Yom Lamed Adar, which looks like Chaydish Nisan. But if it happens Ba'ifin Memela, then they're not being over the Gzera Derabanan. So the Kavanah of Rashi is to be Mefaresh Divrei Ula, that instead of Bezdin be Mekadish to Chaydish Memefurish, they're just Shaisik. And if they're Shaisik and they're not Mekadish to Chaydish, it's going to be Chal anyway on Yom Lamed Aleph, because we paskin like Shitas Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik in Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Gimel, that says that if it's Einay Bizmanay Kvar Ketchu Shamayim, and it's not necessary for Bezin to be Mekadosh L'Chaydish. By being Mekadosh L'Chaydish Ba'ayfin of Shtika, they're not being over the Gzer of the Rabbanon of being Ma'abra Hashanah B'yom Shleishim Shal Adar. Adkan, the Pshat of the Kuntras Achrein in Shitas Rashi. Hayyotze, that we have two Pirushim in the Gemara. The Pshat of the Yad Ramavar, Shar Rishayim, is that instead of being Mekadosh L'Chaydish B'yom Lamed, they're Mekadosh B'yom Lamed Aleph. Through that, the Megala L'Mafreya, the Yom Lamed, was part of Adar. And the Pshat of Rashi, Alpi the Beer of the Kuntras Achrein, is that instead of being Mekadosh L'Chaydish B'yom Mafurish, they do it B'Oifin of Shtika. And with that, they're not over the Gzer D'Rabbanan, because Rashi holds, like the Sheet of the Yad Ramah, that it's only a Din D'Rabbanan and not a Din D'Oiraisa. Adkan this Shtikol and Adkan this Shir, the second Shir of Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.